Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for April the 6th, 2025. I get questions over and over and over again, and I guess my explanations are not, they're probably useless, but I try to explain these things to you. I've done this many, many times, and everybody asks the same question over and over again. This question is from Terry in Santa Monica, California. Terry used to come to the center years ago when I was there, and I'm surprised to hear from this person. Not that, you know, it's a bad thing, but I thought she had long forgotten me. She asked this question, is there a God? Now, I've talked about this. If so, what the hell is going on, Terry? Okay, I like that. I think that's very funny. Anyway, let's understand a few things. I know that you need to have a God. Most people need some authority figure, some authority above them or around them or below them, like the devil. And we like this kind of thing. It makes us feel secure and safe and like trying to make sense of this lifetime, which is really impossible to do because this whole experience that we're living is beyond the senses of my ego, my vanity, my pride, my intellect. It's way beyond it all. And when I'm not willing to see that bigger picture of life, then I make up the life I can understand, the life I can believe in. And so we make up this word God. Now, I know that you have read Jesus and all of that and what he said, our Father, you know, that's a man. And then he talks about, God in certain ways. He understood what most people who are in the process of realizing what spiritual awakening is all about, he realized that people need a name to this thing that generates life itself, that is the generation of life itself. It is the source of life itself. So he gave it a name, and he gave it a gender, our Father, a man. And he did this for a reason, because that's where the people were at the time. That's the way they thought. That's the only way they could hear. They weren't going to be great thinkers, and he knew this. But he knew that he was there to awaken their heart. And so he used the word God as a man to, so to speak, relate to fatherhood. And fatherhood in that day was very, very important. It was the highest branch on the social tree, and that's just the way they thought of it in that day. And so he was very gentle. You think about how compassionate Jesus was about all this, because he was lowering the bar to help people understand that there is a bar and that there is something other than their superstitions about how and why things happen the way things happen. So he looked at things, he understood what he was doing, and he tried to relate everything to something that the people around him could relate to and still have, for instance, in this, your Father knows of your needs even before you ask. It is his good pleasure to give you the kingdom of heaven, things like that. These are very loving things that people needed to hear in that day, and probably in this day as well. But you can't take it all literally. So, Terry, as you know, as you may remember me when I was teaching formally, I talked about all this many, many times, that this idea of God really does us no good at all, because in this century, in this time, in this culture, in these societies, the idea of father isn't always such a great thing. A lot of fathers aren't really very good fathers. So when they talk about our Father who art in heaven, who lives in, where, you know, really, I personally have read and the Aramaic of that prayer. It was to show the people this is the mindset you need to have, not the prayer. You don't utter the words and repeat them. It's a mindset that there is something higher that lives within you. Heaven lives within you. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven lives within you. God lives within you. That's what he was trying to say. In fact, you are that. But people just don't resonate to that because of their low self-esteem, their genetics, their mental acuity, their background, their it's just so many complicated things that make it absolutely impossible. The human being with its ethnic background alone makes everything so very, very difficult to understand. And there's absolutely no way you can talk about the universe or talk about God or talk about life or talk about anything that is transcendent without putting words to it for human beings to understand. And you have to be very compassionate to understand that. This is what human beings need. So when you start looking at all of this, the way I'm talking about it, I at least have great compassion, great empathy for someone like Jesus who knows he's going to be killed for his words, slaughtered, humiliated. He knows he's going to do it, but he's still going to teach that which is of the truth. And he's going to couch it in a way, gently and compassionately, in a way that allows the average person to go, oh, and maybe identify the authentic source with the idea of a loving father. And so is there a God? It depends on you. Do you need one? Is that what it's all about for you? If so, there you are. You can read Jesus and you will find it. If you are a little more, shall we say, advanced in all of this, gosh, I hate that word, but a little more progressive, you will understand that everything emulates from the source. And whatever that source is, it doesn't need a name and it doesn't need a Greg Penn adjective. It doesn't need any of that. It's just to, as I said yesterday to Calvin, you and I are here to melt into nothingness without the idea that in that nothingness we're going to be lost and afraid and, you know, slaughtered, all the stuff we like to believe. None of that is true. It is all about merging into this beautiful source that is love. It is all about love. Jesus said it. God is love. You are love. So Terry, if you think there's this dude up somewhere in the ethers and he's controlling things here in Mother Earth and we're where we are on the brink of war and killing all the time, and you're saying, what the hell? This is hell. This is, we just don't appreciate life at all. We don't understand it. We don't want to understand it. It is what I said to Calvin yesterday. It's all about sex and food and survival. And he who has the most power seems to be the winner. And that's as far as it generally goes with most people. And I hate to say it, but it is true. I hope that helped. I do. Clumsy as it may be, I'm used to communing with this whole thing in silence without words. And maybe that would be great for you too to consider, just to sit in the silence. Remember what I taught, okay? Simplicity, solitude, silence. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air next week. Please, please forgive me, huh? Namaste.